As the COVID-19 vaccine program continues in Utah, more staff will be needed in order to ensure a smooth process once the state receives more and more doses from the federal government. The Medical Reserve Corps is not a new organization and is a list of volunteers who are willing to step up and help when they are needed. The COVID-19 pandemic is no exception. Derek Moss is the nursing director for Summit County and says all types of medical professionals are wanted.
There's really a great need across the board, from nurses to doctors, medical assistants, certified nursing assistants, CNAs, would be beneficial. Really, any medical professional, we'd love to get on our rosters so that if the need arises that we could have a resource list that we can contact.
Summit County will be opening up a vaccine distribution venue at the Utah Film Studios near Quinn's Junction in the Park City Hospital. According to the People's Health Clinic, about 30 local healthcare volunteers have signed up, but volunteers with no medical training are also needed to direct traffic, help people sign in, and record data entries. Volunteers will be scheduled on alternate days for 4-hour shifts. One current roadblock to quickly vaccinating the local population is a statewide supply shortage of the vaccine. Rich Lakin is the immunization program manager for the Utah Department of Health and says the state has received fewer vaccines than they originally anticipated, up to 40% fewer in some cases, and has caused the administration of the doses to be slower than they want. He says the slow rollout has pushed back the schedule for some groups to be vaccinated, including teachers and some first responders, to the week of January 25th.
There's a large population of healthcare workers that we'd like to get through the vaccination before we move on to first responders and teachers. That will be, we're hoping that'll occur by the end of the month of January. But due to the vaccine, we will try to roll that in as quickly as we can. But again, vaccine is going to drive the response. I've said that from the very beginning. If we don't have enough vaccine, we can't move through the populations that we'd like to, because we can't supply enough vaccine to our local health departments, because the speed of them vaccinating is quicker than the amount of vaccine that we can give them. So you could see how that could cause some delay.
Originally, these groups were hoping to receive immunizations shortly after the new year, but the supply delays experienced in the state have changed that timetable. Moss says the timetables could change again, and vaccines could become available sooner, but unfortunately, that is out of the health department's hands.
The sooner the better, in my opinion, but again, unfortunately, that supply of vaccine is completely out of our hands. But we're watching it closely, and we're in communication. Yeah, unfortunately, I wish I had an answer for that as to how soon it could happen. But I do anticipate it is actually coming very soon.
If you are interested in volunteering with the Medical Reserve Corps, email People's Health Clinic Executive Director Beth Armstrong at beth@phcpc.org. Sean Higgins, KPCW News.